We are
Free Radio.
Kat and Nelly.
The boys that she's kissed, the time she's shaken her fist, and the stupid things she's done when she's been very, very happy. So we've come to an arrangement for your morning entertainment. It's Kat's diary. It's Kat's diary. It's Kat's diary.
This is where we basically revisit Kat's teenage years, I suppose.
Back in the mid-1990s, and I was desperately trying to get boys, wasn't I?
Well, it seems so. We're going back to this day in 1996, so you may well have been seeing the Backstreet Boys on their UK tour at the Wolverhampton Civic Hall, or perhaps watching Changing Rooms on TV. But what were you doing, Kat?
Well, to the surprise of my whole family and myself, I'd managed to get myself into university.
So, an amazing...
And so I'd left home for the very first time.
Mm.
And I was at Lancaster University, and there was this just boys everywhere. Boys wherever you could look. There was Stuart, I really fancied him. There was Pascal, he was French, and I really fancied him. And there was Jason as well, who was a little bit older than me. Wasn't quite sure if I fancied him. If I'm honest, I probably didn't.
Okay, let's delve back into Kat's diary for episode 3.
So, an amazing thing's happened. Last night, Stuart walked past me and gave me a Christmas kiss with some mistletoe he was holding. I hope he wasn't doing it to all the girls.
I'm in, I got a kiss.
No, he's so doing that to all the girls, because as a boy at university, or even sixth form at school, Christmas is the ideal time. Mistletoe, people can't say no to that.
No, because he's not going to do it unless he wants a kiss from me, is he?
Look, he's looking for literally anybody with a pulse who's female to kiss, so you just fall into that category, that's it.
Oh, and I've been so excited. I really would. There was so little happening in my life, and I was so pathetic that something like that would... Oh, I'd have been thinking about it forever and ever and ever and ever.
Right, let's find out more if there was more to this kiss.
Okay. Later on, we saw Stuart again in Furness, but I didn't speak to him. He was busy watching a chess game that his friends were playing. It made me quite sad that Stuart had just ignored me because of the mistletoe kiss earlier, so I went back to my kitchen. That's when Pascal walked along the corridor and stopped to say Merry Christmas.
Oh, it's getting fruity.
Oh, I'm in.
First things first then. Furness, I take, is what, student bar?
Yeah.
Okay. And Stuart was watching a chess game so he couldn't talk to you.
Talk about being binned off in spectacular fashion. He would rather watch the dullest game on earth than speak to me.
It's like saying, I'm sorry, I can't go on a date. I'm arranging my sock drawer. But Pascal's back on the scene. This has got to be exciting, hasn't
it? He said Merry Christmas to me.
Well, surely the next bit is where you're going to seal the deal. Let's find out.
Anyway, Pascal quickly left, which was quite annoying. I know that I fancy Stuart mainly, but Pascal does make my tummy go funny. It's the French accent, I think. Who knows? Maybe one day we'll get down to a bit of ooh la la. At least I know my hormones are working.
Oh, that is excellent. How do you feel hearing that? No words, just noise. Brilliant.
Oh, no.
It felt like you were getting somewhere, but no. Pascal just wandered off again.
See, what I forgot to mention was the kitchen was basically a corridor, and you had to go through the kitchen quite regularly to get to any other place on campus.
Oh, right, so he perhaps hadn't visited you. He was just going
somewhere else.
He wasn't
visiting me at all. He was probably just going to a lecture. I'm so pathetic.
And to be polite, he wished you Merry Christmas, and you thought, he probably loves me.
Talk about reading something in there that clearly wasn't there at all. He probably wasn't even saying Merry Christmas to me, was he?
So we've gone from hopeful back to tragic very quickly, haven't we? Oh, do you imagine being French that his ooh la la would be different from a British boy's?
Oh, I bet it would be lovely. Oh, I mean, the accent was... Oh, even now I can remember him speaking.
Ah, bonjour, Kat.
You don't have the same
deal. No, does that not work for you?
No.
Merry Christmas.
Again, no. No.
Such a loser. It's lovely. I love this so much. It's my favourite time of the week. More from Kat's diary this time next Friday.
The boys that she's kissed, the time she's shaken her fist, and the stupid things she's done when she's been very, very happy. So we've come to an arrangement for your morning entertainment. It's Kat's diary. It's Kat's diary. It's Kat's diary.
Kat and Nelly.
We are free.
Free Radio.